Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day for miracles and supreme schemes. On the Amy Beth Arquay Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Great news out of Thailand. The entire soccer team and their coach have been rescued. They're safe. Prayers now for their speedy recoveries. And, of course, thoughts and prayers to the family of the Thai Navy SEAL who perished trying to get them equipment the other day. Wow. Big, big story out of Thailand. On the home front, of course, you know, it's President Trump's big SCOTUS pick, part duh. And Judge Brett Kavanaugh, predictable responses, but some folks miffed on both the right and the left. Is that a good thing? We'll talk about it. I know you're talking about it for sure. And the swampiest of Trump's swampland creatures, Scott Pruitt, finally takes a scandalous exit as the EPA chief. But is it possible that his replacement could, in fact, be worse? Kidding. Inspiration, action, challenge, success stories, too, and lots of music, because we'll heavy-duty music and musings on this sizzling summer edition, including your forgotten 45s. Love to get you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Tuesday, July 10th, a late start, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 p.m. here in the east. Number in slow motion in my neck of the woods, because it's kind of hot out there. 347-857-4505. After that beautiful, almost early autumnal weekend with low humidity. It's the three H's back at us. But it is summer. What are you going to do? You can cool off by diving into Twitter when it works for you live or on podcast at AB Writes. And for the show, our TCS crew, party irregulars Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, tell us the Facebook page and our pop-up chat box are open. So please have at us whatever way works for you. The show today being brought to you in part by Dunkin' Donuts. Refresh yourself with a great selection of ice culottes and iced teas. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Kohl's, with great savings every day, in-store, online. Kohl's, it's a big deal. And by our friends at PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arquay Show and those robust, bordering on raucous roundtables. Another one this morning, and a late start. So what do you say? You grab yourself a snack and something cool to drink. Make mine a tall, caffeinated beverage. And away we go. Don't forget, cruising towards Election Day. Looking for some fortunate sons and daughters. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arquay Show.
trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't quit the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace and tell me.
On the radio lately. So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
The other night I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky tonks. We really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop, and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
You know, it's just good music for the kids.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with the feel of blossom moon.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the
in the summertime good vibrations with the Beach Boys, and that's a Forgotten 45 for Hallie and the Amy Beth Arkawisha. Good morning, Judge. Winnie Harris, why do you look so mean? Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction for Philly and CCR's classic Fortunate Son. Elections have consequences, kids. We know that, right? I mean, less than 50% of folks bothered to turn out for the 2016 presidential election, and now we're all bemoaning the aftermath. Donald Trump, with his second SCOTUS pick in, 18 months, and he's poised to make another one or two, perhaps, in his presidency, and certainly if it goes into a second term, and it might. I mean, seriously, what do we expect? I know I got a lot of flack. We were talking about this on the PopNet Roundtable, but this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, was it such a horrible choice, given the choices that he had? I mean, his handpicked choices from the Federalist Society all these people are ultra-conservative. They all have been vetted by this ultra-right-wing group. And that's how Trump made the deal to get elected. And it worked because the conservatives held their nose, voted for this Bulgarian, while the progressives twiddled on the sidelines and fought about Hillary is just as bad as Trump, Bernie got robbed, we're gypped, we're going to sit it out, we're going to throw our vote away, all that stuff that we've all talked about. And here we are. So what do we expect? The surprising thing about Kavanaugh, perhaps, is that he's ticking off a little bit of folks on both the right and the left. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he was a Bushy. He worked in the Bush White House. He also was part of the Kenneth Starr team. In fact, he was the lead writer, I believe, of the Starr report trying to impeach President Bill Clinton. Interesting that he did that. And then in 2009, some people are getting upset about the fact that he wrote an article in a law review saying that a president is, in fact, at least while he's in office, above the law. In other words, it's too distracting for him to be under criminal investigation or to testify and all of that stuff, which will possibly come into play in Trump's world in the not-too-distant future. So people are miffed about that, and should he recuse himself, all of that kind of stuff. On the right-hand side of the aisle, some of the ultra-conservatives, Rick Santorum, I believe, was on CNN saying that everybody on the conservative side really wanted to have somebody more like Amy Coney Barrett, who is very right-wing and somebody who they see as would put the final nail in Roe v. Wade's coffin. I mean, by the way, it's been being chipped away at and eroded at the state level for a lot of years now, but that's why the Supreme Court was sort of the protection. Will this guy be like a John Roberts and maybe say, it is settled law and all that kind of stuff? We don't know yet. We don't know what happens, and people do sometimes change and evolve as they're on the court. You can't really argue with his bona fides. He does have credentials, right? I mean, he's a judge. He has he's cut from the jib that Trump would go for with the Ivy League education, et cetera. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what we were expecting by what happened, and that's my point. Why are people so surprised? And what can be done about it now? Very little, in fact. I guess you can delay it, right? You can try to delay it. That's what they're going to try to have some tax. People are hair and fire about it. Here is somebody who writes, Resist Open Letters writes, to Senator Corker, please vote no on the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh for Supreme Court. He has proven in his writings that he supports an imperial presidency. This would wreak havoc on the balance of powers created by the Founding Fathers. Vote no to save this democracy. Is he as bad or worse than the others they put up? And that's my point. And a lot of people will then say, well, if it was Jeb Bush or Kasich or Rubio who were president, this is somebody they would probably pick. And that's the point. A Republican president is going to pick a conservative justice. Like a Democratic president usually picks a liberal justice. That's kind of the way it works. So I don't know why we're shocked by this. The fact that he was definitely vetted through the Federalist Society, but Donald Trump showed his hand, and that's how he got these people to vote for him. It goes to it. What can you say? Now, there are other people now who are speculating the fix is in. This is the big story behind the scenes. Jeff writes, a source familiar tells NBC that Justice Kennedy had been in negotiations with the Trump team for months now over Kennedy's replacement. Once Kennedy received assurances that it would be Kavanaugh, who was one of his former law clerks, by the way, Kennedy felt comfortable retiring. So that's some information coming out of Leanne Caldwell at NBC. I don't know. Yeah, so the fix is in, and of course, I was a little suspicious when it was revealed. We found out that Justice Kennedy's son, Justin Kennedy, was a honcho at Deutsche Bank that helped Donald Trump arrange some financing when no other bank would help him. And in one of the State of the Unions, he said they had him on tape saying to Justice Kennedy, say hi to your son, he's a special guy. So, of course, you talk about rigged. It's all rigged. We get it. We know. But the point is, what are you going to do about it? I guess you can delay it, sort of like saying, you can't hurry love, you can't hurry Supreme Court confirmations, unless, of course, you're Mitch McConnell, in which case you just push it all through. Yeah, it's unfortunate. The stolen seat, the Lincoln Havoc. Here are the Supremes.
I need love, love.
know you can't.
Down day, and I dig it. The Circle of Forgotten 45 for Annette on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. There's a real vintage Forgotten 45 for sure. Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles, Who Says He Can't Go Home Again, and the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love, unless, of course, you're Mitch McConnell, in which case you want to push through the Brett Kavanaugh SCOTUS confirmation hearings. Can it happen? Can Schumer and company stop it? We'll have to just see. Pop in the chat box, Dylan chiming in. It's the end of America as we know it. Trump chicanery is finally waking up, but it may be too late. Well, I don't know if it's too late. Let's not get too gloom and doom. I mean, we got a big hurdle or two or six to get through, but we can course correct. But don't expect that blue wave to just happen by itself. And forget the polls. That's what I say. Throw out any polls that tell you anything. Just get out there and press the flesh and try to get people to vote. And maybe we can salvage something. Who knows? Serena on Twitter says Kavanaugh may actually be the best of the bunch. He may wind up being more like Roberts, kind of moderate. Yeah, we don't know. We just don't know when they get in the court. People sometimes evolve and change. But also, again, as I said, I don't know what we were expecting. Trump put out the list. It was handpicked from the Federalist Society. But beyond that, that's what usually happens. Republicans pick conservatives, and Democrats pick liberals. That's how it goes. We have to just hope that, you know, send a lot of vitamins and protein shakes to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and hope she can hang in. Because Kennedy, of course, you know, they say the fix is in, was going to, it looked like, hang on. He's 81 years old. This other guy's in his 50s. And Trump wants to have this big generational push and imprint on the Supreme Court, and he's going to get it. He already has it with two. So he'll probably get it if he gets another one or two, to the point where he'll be even more consequential than Obama or Bush or anybody else. And that's a little disheartening considering the fact that it may wind up very clear to people at some point that he finagled his way in and got through maybe, and I don't know if it's going to rise to the level where we can prove treason, but possibly. We don't know. There's all this speculation that maybe he's been a Russian asset for years. You know, I don't know if any of this stuff is going to be proven. A lot of stuff is speculation, and the way the world works now and the way our media works now and how people are hypnotized and entrenched in their own echo chambers, people just believe what they want to believe, regardless of what the facts are. I mean, the facts are going to have to be screaming at you in 3D, and then we're still not sure if people are going to buy it. So who knows? Anyway, your take, Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself listening live on Tuesday, July 10th. Hey, some good news. It's always a good vibe when you got the Beatles. You know, the Beatles always make you feel good. And I think the most fun, the most affable Beatle of the bunch, Ringo Starr, also the oldest. He turned 78 last weekend. Can you believe it? Ringo Starr, he just seems ageless. Seems like he's in great shape. I guess he's got the good genes. And like I always say, if you're doing what you love to do, that helps too. And he certainly has lived a charmed life. So a couple to send up to Ringo. We'll start off with this one. Can you boogie? Can you slide? Oh, my, my. Happy belated birthday to Ringo Starr. This one for Charlie. Thanks for chiming in. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
I'm boring news twit.
A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana, huh-huh. She said it was the best in all the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door.
Came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
And Ringo Starr reached 78 on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy belated birthday to the lovable, affable Beatle. And the no-no song, that one for Celeste and Tim, hardcore Beatles and Ringo fans for sure. And oh my my, for Charlie, indeed. A little diversion here from music history. This one, story from old radio pal and music historian Gary Thoreau. He tells us a fascinating story. Back on this day, July 10th, 1956, WFIL radio host by the name of Dick Clark became the second host of the local TV station's Philadelphia pop music TV dance show called Bandstand. A little more than a year later, the show went national on the fledgling ABC TV network, and Dick started to stitch together his big empire. Dick told author Joe Smith that while he was still in his 20s, he was making $500,000 a year, not too shabby back then. The company that he started in 1957 sold for a reported $370 million shortly before his death. Dick followed the creator of the show, Bandstand, Bob Horn, who was fired after a drunk driving arrest. Now, the story could end there, but insiders say that Bob Horn's DUI was actually a staged event. It became the next step in a smear campaign that also included an earlier statutory rape charge that was tossed out of court when the mother and daughter story became murky. But why did they work so hard to get rid of Bob Horn, who created the show? Well, allegedly, he couldn't be manipulated to play the records that were favored by the local labels and music publishers. The friend of the insiders, Tony Mamarella, hosted the show briefly but became a producer and an inside guy after Dick Clark scored the gig. The Philly music scene shortly there later exploded. Local acts had a platform for exposure, people like Fabian, Bobby Rydell, Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon. And Dick Clark ended up with interest in music publishing, artist management, record pressing, plants, and record labels. Not too shabby. American Bandstand became a national show. Dick became a multimillionaire. Bob Horn, unfortunately, died in 1966. He was only 50. His gravestone was marked with the epitaph, Bandstand. Tragic. But some of the most intriguing shows happen behind the scenes, as we all know. Fitting that we got this song for you, Lance. Thanks for chiming in. It's Bandstand Boogie with Barry Manilow on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
We're going hopping, hop,
We're going hopping today. When things are popping, pop. Philadelphia way. We're gonna drop it, drop. On all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing. We're gonna swing in the crowd. I will be clinging, swing. And floating high as a cloud. The phones are ringing, ring. My mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand. And I'll jump and hey, I may even throw up my handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. When we dance, we'll blow a show. All the guys in the grandstand. What a swinger I am. I am on American bandstand. We're going hopping. We're going hopping today. When things are popping. The Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it. On all the music they play. On the bandstand.
Make 'em a mark.
See this joint is jumping. They make such a fuss just to see it go right. Hey, it's Mr. Dick Clark. What a place you got here. Swell spot. The music's hot here. Beverly East. Give it at least a 75. Now for all you don't get goes by American handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. As we dance, we'll slow a show when the guys on the grandstand. That I like my girl, but I love American bandstand. The singer's crooning, he's the greatest machine. My baby's crooning in front of all the TV. So if you're tuning, you'll see my baby and me on the bandstand. I'm on.
city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.